this episode of Am I Crispy on Afraid President Trump to be jailed before the RNC? Well, Joe Biden is making his intentions very clear. We're going to talk about that. Additionally, what happened over the weekend with InfoWars that is taking the internet by storm? A lot of rumors swirling around. We're going to talk about all those things and so much more with legendary political commentator and strategist Roger Stone joining us. So we got a big show to kick off this Monday. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. And let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Monday, June 3rd, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. Okay, and I got to give him a lot of credit because, you know, he presided over a historic episode of Last Call this weekend. 100,000 viewers for Last Call this weekend. All thanks to producer Frankie. Frankie,
you're too kind.
I don't want it to go to your head, but great job, man. Great job.
It went directly to my head. You will not let it down. And thank you. I appreciate it. And there was no AC that day. So just to let you know, like the perseverance we had. No AC.
Yes. Credit to myself for not sweating during the show. And as an Italian, you know, in the summer months, not sweating, that's not easy. All right. So listen, everybody, we got a big show today. Like I said, we're going to talk all about the breaking news that happened Friday afternoon into the weekend. What a crazy weekend it was. But I want to get started here because everyone is still kind of coming off the range of emotions that came when President Trump was found guilty in this sham kangaroo court. Biden has been asked about it. Okay. And this was what I thought one of the most telling, okay, moments of silence in U.S. American history. If you didn't see it, it's eerie if it wasn't laughable. Frankie, roll this.
Mr. President, can you tell us, sir, Donald Trump refers to himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response to that, sir? Do you think the conviction will have an impact on the campaign?
The best part about Biden is that, you know, his advisors will say that he's totally in command of every word that's being thrown at him. So which is it? Is he totally in command and the evil laugh is on cue, or does he not know what the people are saying? Okay, it's like, it's a double negative on that point. They can't win on it. But the continued conversation went on when it came to election interference. President Trump making a point of it over the weekend to mention the fact that his sentencing date, okay, is 4 days before the Republican National Convention. Okay, is that a coincidence? Was any of this a coincidence? Was the judge donating to Joe Biden a coincidence and the daughter making millions of dollars a coincidence? Are they going to attempt to put this man on house arrest or worse, in prison? That's what psychopaths like Norm Eisen are talking about before the RNC. And what is going to happen on July 11th and at the RNC? What if Trump can't go? What is the path ahead? A man who knows a lot about lawfare. I actually say he was really the first prominent national figure to go through this utter bullshit at every levels. Our great friend Roger Stone joins us. Roger, welcome back to the show. Great to see you. I wore the seersucker for you today because it's past Memorial Day, so I know it's passable. And I want to get your reaction on what's going on here. President Trump talking about the sentencing. You know everything about lawfare, corrupt judges, juries, etc. What do you make of all this?
First of all, Mike, let me compliment you on your seersucker, my friend. You were really looking fly today, looking very fly.
Thank you.
Look, this I think the American people see through what's happened here. I must tell you, some may have been surprised by the verdict, but I was not. This baby was rigged from day one. When there are 34 counts and 12 jurors only take 11 hours of deliberation, that's how the lawyers tell me you can see it was cooked, that there was never an objective or a reasonable juror. The question now is what happens next? And that's not really clear. The first thing the president's lawyers must do, and they can do it right now, is to file with the court everything wrong with this trial and verdict in individual filings. That increases his chances of an expedited appeal. Now, if he files for an expedited appeal, meaning an appeal prior to sentencing, and it is denied, well, then lawyers I respect tell me that he would have an avenue directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. What the president and his lawyers choose to do, well, that remains to be seen, but I'm watching it very carefully. Will these people incarcerate a former president of the United States who is the de facto Republican nominee for president? The answer is absolutely. Lawyers keep telling me, well, you know, in a nonviolent case like this, normally the defendant would be allowed to remain at liberty pending appeal. Yes, in a normal case. But this is not a normal case. This is a setup. This is a takedown. And Joe Biden's smile there told you everything you needed to know. We know that Jack Smith, the special counsel, has met with Biden's White House counsel and the lawyers at the DOJ. We know Letitia James met with them. We know Alvin Bragg met with them. We know that Fannie Wills and Nathan Wade met with them. This is one giant racketeering conspiracy to interfere with the next presidential election. The thing about Trump is, first of all, he's right back onto the campaign trail, right back onto the trail. You saw what happened in Newark the other night at the UFC fight. That's the real America, folks. Those are the real Americans. I predict he gets record crowds on his trip out west, and the campaign is on. He's made it very clear, no matter what they throw at him, if he's got to accept the nomination from Rikers Island, he said he'll do it. If he has to accept the nomination from Trump Tower wearing an ankle bracelet, he'll do it. You can't keep this guy down. He's a phenomena. He's a force of nature. He is Captain America. They're not going to stop him. This is not going to stop him.
It Roger, you know, it's unbelievable, because I think a lot of people out there would say to themselves in the months leading up to this, the years leading up to this, they're not capable of doing something like this. They're not capable of putting him in jail. They're not capable of, you know, having a, you know, selective jury. But you went through this yourself, right? I mean, you know, the jury foreman in your case was a depraved, rabid leftist. It was all out there. President Trump was talking about that while he was the president. I remember those press conferences. And you mentioned, you know, the jury deliberating for not that long on these 34 counts. And I'm pretty puzzled today by a lot of Republicans that still to this day, to this hour, remain kind of wishy-washy about this. They're like, well, you know, the jury did its job, and, you know, Democrats, but also some Republicans in the, you know, in the wishy-washy swing districts talking about, oh, the jury did its job and you can't come at the jury, okay, because at the end of the day, if they're corrupt, he'll win on appeal. So they're almost like giving it a pass with the jury as the out. Tell us a little bit, from somebody who's been through it, you know, what this selective jury, judge, jockeying, selection, influence, thumb on the scales, kind of what that all looks like for people who are still, I guess, giving somewhat of a pass because the jury apparently were just these regular impartial people. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I get it all the time. Oh, Stone, you were convicted by a jury of your peers. No, sorry, 12 broken down left wing Trump haters are not my peers. Let's start right there. But no, you're right, Mike. My trial, General Flynn's trial, Paul Manafort's trial, those were the template for what we just saw. In other words, deeply biased judge who refuses to recuse themselves, deny the motion for a move of venue, limit the defense. What do you mean the chairman, former chairman of the Federal Election Commission, is not allowed to testify that there is no federal election crime here? Oh no, we can't let him testify. That's right there grounds for appeal. The jury selection in D.C. or in New York is a killing field. The chances of getting one objective juror are almost zero. How could I have a jury in D.C. without a single former person who served in the armed services? Not a single military veteran in my jury. A lot of veterans of the Clinton and Obama administrations on my jury, but no veterans of the U.S. military. No Italian Americans. No Roman Catholics. It was a hanging jury. Trump was facing the exact same thing. So all the tactics that were used against me have now been used against Trump. The difference is, of course, he is a former president of the United States and the presumptive Republican nominee. Yeah, I hear some grumbling out there among a small handful of Republicans, some of whom managed to become delegates from, New Jersey, Florida, some of these other states, who may not really be Trump supporters. Anyone who says, the verdict has to be respected because it was rendered by 12 jurors. No, the verdict needs to be appealed and needs to be appealed immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to ask you about, talking about the RNC, delegates, all that. I mean, what do you make? Do you think that there's any shot? I mean, you always hear these grumblings coming out about, malfeasance at the RNC. Obviously, back in 2016, I remember, again, you famously, were talking about, them trying to steal it, at the RNC in Cleveland back in the day. And there's some grumblings, you hear these things on social media about Nikki Haley and her people. I think it's her brother, continues to mouth off. Do you think they'll try any malfeasance with the RNC? Do you think that anybody's going to try to do it? Or do you think at this point, Trump has it locked up and nobody's going to try to do any of these things or even talk about these things? Give us a preview of what's to come, now leading up to the RNC. They're not going to try any of that, are they? Or what do you think?
I don't think so, but let's recognize there is a precedent. 1952, Senator Robert Taft from Ohio showed up in Chicago with more than enough delegates to be nominated on the first ballot, and the forces of General Dwight Eisenhower did, in essence, go into the Rules and Credentials Committee and steal that nomination. This is where the Stop the Steal motto was actually born. But this is Donald Trump's party at the grassroots level. You might have a few delegates there who have been selected through the party process, who are not in their hearts for Donald Trump. But make no mistake, any attempt to wrench this nomination from Donald Trump after he's gone out and won it with record wins in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Super Tuesday, will be crushed immediately, as they were at the 2016 convention. But let's remember who it was who's trying to steal the nomination: Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio. Those were the folks behind that movement. So when Ted Cruz shows up and tells you what a great Reagan, what a great Trumpite he is, keep that in mind.
Yeah, it really is such a good point, because so many of these people, they go along with it. But when the chips are down, they have just proven. I mean, I was saying, Roger, why aren't people right now calling for the arrest of Obama or the arrest of Hillary Clinton? Why doesn't a district attorney in a red jurisdiction play the game at their level and go after some of these people? It seems like Republicans are not playing the game at their level, because the bipartisanship that they always preach, let's just be bipartisanship, we'll get over. We'll be bipartisan. We don't want to stoop to their level. I mean, I think we're going to keep, having this deference, these rhinos, and we're going to have that all the way until they attempt to steal the next election. It's unbelievable. But on that topic of, the Democrats sinking to new depths and people coming after those, who are standing for the truth and free speech, I want to roll this clip here, because this was a very interesting moment over the weekend. We were talking a little bit about InfoWars in the open, and Alex Jones made a lot of news. I want to roll this clip here and get your reaction of what transpired and what did everybody talking over the weekend. Frankie, roll.
We hope we're back tomorrow. We don't know we'll be back, but we're under a total attack. It's okay. I love you so much, and I appreciate all the crew and all of you. So let's just finish up right now.
A life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more.
All right, Frank, we're good. And I mean, listen, we love Frank Sinatra, a great Italian American, but we don't like the looks of that clip. Roger, what do you make of this whole thing? Alex Jones, InfoWars. What's the story on this?
I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. I don't know. I have been unable to reach Alex Jones, which is very, very uncharacteristic. I mean, I can always get him on the phone as long as he's not, on the air. I jumped on with many others. I guess it was Saturday afternoon. I don't have the specifics. Here's the message I got back from Alex this morning. Cryptic. Vital you tune in at 12:30 Eastern today. That's all he said. You know, I don't know the specifics. What he said on air is that there's a move to padlock his studio. There's a move to shut him down. But I don't know on what legal basis. I don't know on whose authority. I don't know whether this is some action of the bankruptcy court. So it's all question marks. I'm going to be tuning in at 12:30 Eastern. I think it's Eastern today to find out exactly what's going on. But look, I think you recognize this. InfoWars played a crucial, even a seminal role in the rise and nomination of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And people can laugh at that if they want, but don't laugh at a guy who has 2 million views every day. That's a mistake. Alex Jones is an indefatigable patriot who will always find a way to get on the air with the truth, with the message. And he's been a friend of many years, going all the way back to the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. He's a man who says what he does, what he'll do, and always does what he says he will do. So I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I think he's under attack, and I think we're going to learn a lot more about it today.
Yeah, and I think it is a very true statement. I mean, you were a host on there, you know, for a while, and I remember back in the day, you know, they've been going after him. President Trump made an appearance on there back in the day, and he was just absolutely, Alex Jones was just crushing numbers, and then Hillary Clinton started to name him by name, and you know, once, you know, that witch, because it's a family show, so he won't curse, but once that witch sets you in the sights, I mean, you know, it's just all in motion. Roger, we appreciate you coming on, sir, and everybody, make sure you go check out the Roger Stone Show, 770 WABC, and StoneZone.com, Roger. Where else can they find you with all your latest?
The best place, of course, is every day right here at Rumble. Rumble.com/Roger Stone. Rumble.com/Roger Stone at 8 p.m. every evening. And then, of course, on weekends at WABCRadio.com, worldwide, streaming worldwide from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. And, of course, in your spare time, drop by StoneZone.com. StoneZone.com. Visit the store. You can pick up my books, your iconic T-shirt. You can find out what else I'm up to. Thanks, Mike. It's great to be with you. And I got to admit, man, the seersucker, you're killing it today. You're killing it.
Listen, not every host can pull it off. I mean, you originated it. I could pull it off. I don't think Steve Bannon could pull off a seersucker, right? I don't think so. A lot of hosts cannot pull it off. But you originated, set the precedent for everybody on it.
Does Steve Bannon own a suit? Oh, anyway.
No. All right, Roger Stone, we appreciate you joining us. We'll be back, sir. Great Italian-American patriot. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
I love
Right, Frankie. All right. And I love it. Great appearance, guys. Make sure you support the great Roger Stone and everything that he is up to. I tune every night at 8 o'clock p.m. You should, too. Stone Zone. All right, everybody. Want to thank you all for tuning in. Want to thank you guys for a great audience today. We have a phenomenal live audience with what is a historic Monday edition of the program, obviously. Last week on Thursday and Friday, we had big numbers. And today, we have big numbers. So we're very grateful and appreciative of that. And I also want to tell you guys about the sponsors of the broadcast who make all of this possible. And the first sponsor of our program today are our friends on over at Patriot Cigar Company. Okay, you guys saw Roger on the screen there. Roger Stone smokes the Patriot cigars, and you should too. Okay, listen, the weather is getting warm. The sun is out. It's grilling season. It's backyard barbecue party season. What better way to enjoy it than with a premium smoke that is exclusively for freedom-loving patriots? It is Patriot Cigar Company. And you know, Frankie, our good friend Al Jacoby, the founder of Patriot Cigar Company, from now until the election, he is going to be personally donating 5% of all of the proceeds, okay, that he makes from Patriot Cigar Company. He is going to then personally contribute that to President Trump's campaign, okay? Very good. And listen, Alan's in the hospital right now. I don't know if you guys know
is
that.
Is he?
He has a kidney stone, Frankie, for the last 2 days. I mean, Alan's a good friend. So we talk, Alan, me, Alan, Roger, you know, we're good friends. And so, you know, we're talking to Alan and we're hoping that he feels better. He's in the hospital right now. He's trying to pass a kidney stone. They say it's more painful than childbirth. I don't know. Frank, you ever have a kidney stone?
You know what? I actually did in Florida this year, and it was not fun. It was not fun.
I was going to say, I think you did. Unbelievable. So listen, support Alan. Make him feel better. MyPatriotCigars.com. Promo code CRISPY for 25% off your order. All right. And now a word from our next sponsor. The crowd is very riled up about the painfulness of kidney stones. Our next sponsor of this broadcast are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Listen, everybody, head on over to iTargetPro.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Listen, you guys know this country is under attack and the rule of law is being ripped apart limb from limb, and that is why if the chips are down, you're going to need to be able to defend your home, okay? iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system where it's so easy to use. You load the laser bullet into the chamber, it dry fires and syncs up with the target, and you are ready to go, okay? It's a great way for your children to train. It's a great way for you to remain a sharp shooter, okay? You know, it's very interesting because, you know, my father uses it. He's a former federal air marshal, big time sharpshooter, and he uses it every single day to stay on point. So guys, iTargetPro.com is the website. The promo code is CRISPY, and you will get 10% off your order today. They got the cubes. They got the traditional target. It's so easy to use, so easy to set up with the app. Go get it today. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY. Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. I want to give Alan some advice on how to help him, but it's, you know, it's a rough time. It's a rough time. Get hammered.
Well, it is a, Alan, listen,
it's really,
man,
the only way to
we
pass
hope,
it.
You know, we hope you're enjoying some nice tequila, and we wish you well. He's a strong man. He's going to be all right. Alan's going to be okay. Alan Jacoby. Let's see what we got in the live chat popping off this morning.
Let's do it.
Live chat chatting. You know, a lot of people saying Roger Stone, kidney stone. There's a theme on the episode today. You know, there's a theme on the episode today. We're going all stone. let's see, guys. We got a lot of people also talking about the very historic episode of Last Call that we had over the weekend. I mean, 100,000 viewers on Last Call. What a big Unreal. Audience. I mean, when we started this show, you know, we were getting featured. We were getting like 40,000, 50,000, you know, 100,000 viewers. Very, very good. We're grateful of that. Tommy Lance, great to see you. Log23, great to see you. Sherry, great to see you. People say peanut butter was the culprit of Sherry's kidney. Oh, Sherry, I guess peanut butter, no good. Gotcha. Jay, great to see you. A great audience, Vet for Vitality. He needs to drink some apple cider vinegar, okay? So this is the Fauci's on trial today. Lock him up. Actually, we're going to talk about Fauci in tomorrow's episode. But Frankie, how about you talk to the chat for one little second? One little second.
I'd be honored. I'd be honored to talk to the chat. Let me find that chat. Here we go. Here we go. Everybody must get stoned. Okay, keeping on the theme there. Okay. Relax there. I had a kidney stone once. I found out I drank too much Coca-Cola. Yeah, well, cola equals poison, but just stay away from the diet stuff, okay? If you're going to have Coca-Cola, have the regular, because we don't like aspartame. What else we got? Okay, this is just a kidney stone bonanza over here. What else we got here? Roger Stone is the biggest stone that the conservative movement needs to pass. Oh, this is getting better and better. Ooh. Cranberry juice and apple juice. Let's get back to politics, right, guys.
listen, everybody. Stay on point. They're trying to destroy our country. So listen, we got Eli in the house too. We got Vintage Lulagal. Hey, New Jersey, get out and vote tomorrow if you haven't already. Okay, listen, guys, New Jersey, tomorrow is election day in New Jersey. I don't know if you guys know that. USA Trump for Life says, what is up with Alex Jones? Well, listen, roll back this show to about, you know, 10 minutes ago, and Roger will give you the update. You know, that man knows Alex Jones better than anybody. So, you know, make sure you guys stick around for Alex Jones' show today, 12:30. He's going to be giving updates at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Wonderful. So, Frankie, People talk about Mountain Dew. I'm on this new, you know, very, very healthy diet. Somebody, Log 23 says, Frankie needs to be on Last Call. All right, Log, Frankie is Last Call, okay? Did you not watch the beginning of the show? The guy literally makes it happen. He can't make the air conditioner run, apparently, when it's broken, but he makes everything else happen. So we love Frankie. We appreciate what he's doing. And let's get on. Whose birthday is it? Alex Ann's birthday? Amazing. Alex Ann, happy birthday to you, okay? Let's get back into it, Frankie.
I love it. I love it. I love you, Log. On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. The fallout continues from the arrest, then the trial, then the guilty verdict, and now the impending jail sentence of the 45th and 47th president. It's a solemn moment. It's a dark moment. And let me tell you something. If this was happening on the other side, okay, if this was happening to Democrats, if they were as guilty as can be, okay, Trump is guilty of nothing. There's no evidence. There's no there there. But even if Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, dead to rights, guilty, I wouldn't be celebrating. It's a sad day for the country. And I believe that things like this are ripping our country apart in fundamental ways that cannot be undone. Now, real people who respect this country and love this country can grasp that. But the low IQ, whack jobs at The View, this is the way that they reacted to President Trump's verdict. This is sick. Roll it, Frankie.
What was your reaction? Well, my reaction was I was at Costco buying, you know, 10 boxes of Keurig coffee, and my watch started to buzz, and I got so excited I started leaking a little bit.
Started leaking a little bit. Frankie, you're a plumber in your spare time. What's going on here?
Dude, can we just, like, if anyone doesn't realize this, Keurig, certainly, I mean, that's a sponsored post. I mean,
why did she say that?
Joy Behar is not going anywhere. Not going to Costco. Not going to any supermarket. I promise you that. And yeah, it's probably like a $30,000 ad right there. I promise. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 100%.
Yeah. These people are such disingenuous trash. Okay, and they're lying. I mean, she wasn't in Costco buying Keurigs, and Keurig is definitely paying her for that. Very based by Frankie to point that out. So let me tell you guys something. Ban Keurig. No Keurig. We're not buying it. Because clearly, she had a prearrangement with somebody on the side to mention that, getting the Trump verdict in a clip that she knew would go viral, and since she was leaking, I mean, what a disgusting, vulgar, rancid human being. We're done with, I'm never a Keurig guy. Frankie, we're done with Keurig.
Well, yeah,
done
no, I mean, like, you know, you have to understand, you know, all those different shows that are on cable news. I mean, they're not necessarily saying, you know, oh, once you talk about Trump, talk about Keurig, but like, you know, Two and a Half Men, all those shows, like Folger's Coffee will be in the background. Like, Folger's Coffee paid like $100,000 a month to have them in the background. Like, nothing's an accident. They don't bring up brands for nothing. It's just a joke.
Yes. Especially whack jobs like that, who were totally, you know, money grubbing, you know, sellouts. I mean, think about it. These people literally are selling out the country for a buck. You think they're going to, you know, not sell every piece of airtime available to them? Very good point by Frankie. But listen, here's what we're up against. We're up against people who are selling out this country in brazen fashion, people who hate this country, who want to see it ripped apart limb from limb because they don't respect the Constitution, so they don't care if it crumbles. And then you have people like President Trump, who are unabashed patriots, the only person ever to assume public office and lose net worth, okay? And now the only person in America ever to assume public office and very much in real time lose his freedoms. They've been dragging him in court against his will, obviously, subjecting him to a third world Soviet show trial. And now the next phase of everything going on is the sentencing. And as we were talking about with Roger, is that they are attempting to lock this guy up before the RNC convention. It's no coincidence that the sentencing for President Trump's on July 11th. The RNC convention begins July 15th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Will Trump be able to go to it? Will he be in Palm Beach on house arrest with an ankle bracelet? If he is, then I say just move the convention to the ballroom in Mar-a-Lago if you have to. Listen, take all the delegates. I'm a delegate. I will gladly go to Palm Beach, Florida. I will gladly go to President Trump's house, to his amazing ballroom, the Donald J. Trump ballroom, of which I've been there. And you could sit all that. You could sit 800 delegates in there and do the convention. Do it there. Do it, okay? They cannot stop this man. As Roger said in the last segment, the man is indefatigable, right? I totally butchered that. However, okay, He said over the weekend that he is willing to go to any length to save this country. Think about how any other person would react. This is an amazing clip. I think this is actually, I mean, the weight of the moment here. This is one of the most historic moments and clips and sound bites we've ever heard from a president of the United States. Roll this, Frank.
The judge could decide to say, hey, house arrest or even jail.
I'm okay with it. I saw one of my lawyers the other day on television saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that to the president. I said, you don't beg for anything. You just the way.
We don't beg. We're not begging, okay? He'll go to jail if they sentence him to jail and he doesn't give a damn. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing that he is willing to say it. I think it's amazing the fearlessness that he is showing. I think it is amazing that we have to have this conversation and he remains cool and calm about it. We're going to show you later in the broadcast that he went to the UFC fight and he was not even the least bit deterred. This is an unbelievable situation we're in right now. Yes, Frank.
Yeah, and then also, I mean, let's not ignore, he did this Fox interview that we just played a clip of. He ran like an hour and 45 minutes straight on an interview. I mean, let's see Biden do that on any channel ever. Even a press conference. I mean,
Biden does. Biden has proven, and this was outed. I mean, it was the MSNBC host who got fired for exposing the fact that when Biden did an interview with MSNBC for longer than 45 minutes, they had to stop it and start it seven times. Okay, literally stop, start, break, stop, start, break. And then they edit and splice it all together. It's a joke. It is a joke. This was Biden over the weekend. You think right now that the vegetable-in-chief is worth, vegetable-in-chief isn't worth. I'm telling you, these are the same undertones of what we saw in the 2020 election. You have a wandering vegetable who gets no crowd, who has no fanfare, who is totally fundamentally unserious. When he is lucid, when they do hop him up on drugs, he's angry and vicious and violent and vile and just has contempt when anybody talks to him or asks questions. And then he's in like a haze. He's in a stupor. And only somebody in a haze or a stupor would do something like this. This is how Biden, okay, is reacting to the serious weight of the ripping apart of the country right now. Now, again, Biden said when he became president, I didn't buy it for a minute. I'm telling you, when Biden became the president, again, not a legitimate president, when he became the president, I remember watching his speech up there at the Capitol. Remember that, Frankie, when he assumed office?
I remember.
And I remember watching that speech, and I remember saying in my head, this is such BS. I was literally physically sick listening to the words because I said they are going to go after every single person who is an ally of President Trump. That's from people who walked through the velvet ropes on January 6th. People were at the Capitol grounds, did nothing wrong. Okay, well, the BLM people go free. People like Roger Stone, people like General Flynn, people like Alex Jones, they're going to go to harass every single person and they'll go for Trump and they set the precedent in motion, knowing no bounds and not even trying to make it look impartial. Biden said it during his speech. We're going to bring the country together. We're going to get back to normal. And I said it is so shameful that they have used propaganda to such lengths that people believe this nonsense. This is the vegetable in chief. Fast forward today. This is how he reacts to one of the most solemn, sad days in U.S. history. Frankie, roll this. Okay, all right. And, you know, Joe Biden, when he was up there, I think he probably went to the podium and said, I played for the Kansas City Chiefs back in 1972. I was the backup kicker. We won the Super Bowl, but they didn't have rosters back then. So, you know, but I was there, you know, something like that. That's what he would say. Me and Corn Pop. Okay. Corn Pop was the long snapper. He was the kicker. So that is Joe Biden, okay? That is what he's doing. It's a fundamental joke. They're trotting the man out there, doesn't know where he is, doesn't know what's going on, putting on the helmet, looking like an ass, okay? Making an ass out of himself. And in the meantime, the reporters ask him, hey, Joe, are you worried about the precedent being set? Are you worried about there being a potential arrest of you when you're out of office inevitably one day? Look at the way that he reacts. It tells you everything you need to know about who's running this country into the ground. Roll it, Frankie.
Conviction helps Trump in the election. Are you worried that this could happen to you someday? Somebody comes up with some charges and tries to bring you into court after your term?
Not at all.
Oh, he didn't do anything wrong. That's what he says. What he's basically saying, and let me translate that for you, is that we control the rule of law in this country. Not the Constitution. The Democrat Party does. Let me repeat that. The Democrat Party is in control of the rule of law in this country right now. Not the Constitution. Runaway, whack job bureaucrats. Case in point, this is a little flashback to Hillary Clinton having to pay an FEC fine. Again, Federal Election Commission. Hillary Clinton. This is what this whole Trump case was about in New York. Hillary Clinton, in a much more overt and egregious misclassification on a FEC filing. And what happened to Hillary Clinton, you ask? This is why Biden isn't worried in the slightest about being prosecuted after he leaves office. This is how stacked the deck is against people like us and President Trump. Roll this, Frankie.
Welcome back. So is it accountability? The Federal Election Commission is now fining Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee over the way it paid a firm to produce the notorious Steele dossier. The Clinton campaign has been fined $8,000 and the DNC slapped with a $105,000 penalty after a 2016 letter revealed that they violated campaign finance rules. The FEC says both parties failed to properly report payments for opposition research and the production of the dossier, instead labeling the payments legal services. Former President Trump now asking, where do I get my reputation back? Dagan McDowell, I mean, $8,000.
Hey, Frankie, I mean, could the Democrats make it any more obvious? It's like they literally said right there, the FEC fine for $8,000 to the Hillary Clinton campaign was because of a misclassification of the Steele dossier, of which they classified it as legal expenses. And in this case with Trump in New York, it was all about him classifying the Trump Organization and Trump, allegedly, when he knew nothing about it, classifying the hush money payment as legal expenses. So $8,000 fine for Hillary, 4-year Rikers Island jail sentence Alvin Bragg is going to ask for Trump. Do you see how broken this country is? Do you see how far they have pushed this country? Do you see how, like we said in the last segment with Roger, they know no depths? But the public is waking up to this. And I want to end the segment on a note of good news. Was over the weekend, we saw something historic. We saw the American people rally to President Trump's aid to say, we are with you, Mr. President. We will not allow the sham to continue. It was everybody from the richest, okay, tech billionaires, hedge fund billionaires, okay, people who were saying, listen, we might not have loved Trump in the past, but we don't want this country to go third world, okay? Because, you know, business ain't so good in the third world. It was from that all the way down to the local people. Okay, again, they said, oh, it's just the dumb, you know, people, you know, in the rural areas who support President Trump. Listen, I think I'm pretty smart. I think the people in the rural areas are pretty smart. I think the people in the hedge funds in New York City are pretty smart. And everybody now has the exact same conclusion. We are stopping these radical, real domestic terrorists who are trying to rip this country apart. Everybody's on board together now. This is the result of it. A historic fundraising haul for President Trump over the weekend, the likes of which elections in this country have never seen. Frankie, roll this from Eric.
This might be a little inside information, but as I was leaving my house about 37 seconds ago, I asked my wife, what are we up to now? And she said, just in terms of small dollar, we're well over $70 million. This is $21 donations, $43 donations, right? Small dollar donations. If you add the large dollar donations to it, you're over $200 million, but you're over $70 million. And by the way, Maria, wow. 30% of those people have never been seen before by a political party, right? I mean, these are Americans who are pissed off. They're coming out of the woodwork, and they want to support a guy that they just believe is getting bamboozled by a system. And yeah, we saw it with impeachment.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, we are winning this fight. They will not be able to deny, okay, being too big to rig. It's coming. We're going to win. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Ripping today, Mike. Ripping.
ripping it today. Great live. I tell you, Frankie, we've been on a roll lately with this show, so we're grateful. We're popping off. Everybody's tuning in. They see the seersucker. We go from wearing black on Friday to the seersucker on Monday. I mean, you know, it's because we were mourning, really, the death of the country on Friday as we knew it. And today we got the seersucker on because
for the rebirth.
It's a new day. It's a bright day. We're winning. It's, you know, as a great man once said, the rebirth of America. Okay, right? There you go. Jeremy Harrell, shout out. There you go. Frankie's going to break out into song here very soon. Break out into the chorus.
Rebirth of America.
Sorry, Jeremy. I can't. I won't do that again.
There you go. All right. So, okay, everybody. Listen, we're so appreciative of you tuning in. I just want to do another shout-out for Rumbles and for Shares. And I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of this broadcast. Our next sponsor of this broadcast are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. And get your free gold investment guide. You see the way they're trying to rip apart this country. And the reason why all the really wealthy, industrialists and captains of industry are supporting President Trump right now is because, hey, guess what? Newsflash, people. The dollar isn't so strong in third world regimes. it's like a very basic economic present, precedent that, you know, when you tank the country in so many ridiculously unpredictable ways, the dollar doesn't do so good as a result of that. So everybody, right now, as the dollar is facing historic uncertainty, you need to diversify your assets. Gold is to the test of time, and it is the global hedge, okay? All of the countries right now, okay, the BRICS nations, everybody else, they are all diversifying and investing and backing their currency by gold. Gold is the future. Gold will always remain. So guys, go get gold where the great Mike Lindell gets his gold. Okay, this is his gold company. The great Mike Lindell, you know he only puts his name on the best. It is the gold company of Mike Lindell. So go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, fill out the form, and a member of the team, great team, faith-based team, wonderful people, and over at Genesis Gold Group will get in touch with you, personally walk you through the process. Transparent model, lowest fees, amazing people. They will get you set up today. Go to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Let's go. Philip Del Piano. That's a first-time shout-out. Sounds like a paisan. You're the man, Mike. Keep up the good work. Perhaps a member of the IACRO right there, the Italian-American Civil Rights League. We appreciate that, brother. And we got a lot of love in the chat today. Great audience. A lot of love in the chat. And I just want to express to a daily viewer of the show, okay, great people who I've known for a very long time, Andrea and Joe out there. Her brother passed away over the weekend, unfortunately. Great guy. Went to Super Bowl parties at his house. And, you know, we had been to parties really for years growing up on Long Island. So I know Andrea and Joe watch the show every single day. And I knew their brother, Pete. And unfortunately, he passed away over the weekend. So RIP and condolences to a member of this amazing family, who watches this program every single day. So keep them in your prayers, the families of our good friends, Andrea and Joe, who lost Pete over the weekend. Great guy. And listen, we stick together on the show, and we're growing stronger. We grow stronger. It's amazing. I always say it. This audience, okay, is not just an audience. We are a nucleus. We are, as Jeremy says, the family. And we're going to save the country together. So we got so many great people here who are making the show possible. And we pray for Andrea and for her brother Pete. And we thank you all for watching. We have Vintage Luga, Miguel Ortiz, okay? Miguel Ortiz in the house. And let's see who else. Let's do some new shout-outs. Do we have any new shout-outs here? Keith Day. I don't think I've ever shouted out Keith Day. Okay, a lot of new people. Parish Place. Another new shout-out. Nice suit. Listen, you must be new because you know Mike Crispy's always had the nicest suits every single day.
Not
the Dupe on Orn, but you know, every single day we got, you know, the high fashion on the show today. You know when Roger's giving you two compliments in one interview, okay, about the outfit selection, you know you're on point. Let's see.
Got a lot of new people. Keith Day, 777.
Oh, Patriot 4. Listen, that's a good nickname. If I had a username on Rumble and I was a live chatter, my username would be Patriot 5. So Patriot 4, good job. We appreciate that. We got Canada in the house. British Columbia. Is that what it is? British Columbia, Canada. Angel Eyes, 310. And guys, thank you all again. One more thank you, and then we're going to get back into it. A historic day on Last Call. I mean, seriously. It is kind of amazing because Frankie and I don't think I've ever had a single stream that has gotten as many views as what we had over the weekend on Last Call. 100,000 viewers. I mean, that is, you know, an unbelievable. When Frankie and I first started this show, okay, when Frankie and I first started Red, White, and Truth, okay, literally as independent podcasters, you know, putting it up on YouTube. We didn't even know what Rumble was at the time. Like, you know, just trying to like make it and spread the truth. We'd have like 200 views and we'd be happy. You know, 500 views, we'd be ecstatic.
Yeah.
And to do a stream where 100,000 people have tuned in, it goes to show you that if you keep the faith and keep working, you know, you can build something. You know, and Frankie and I have been business partners for a long time. And listen, we're just getting started, as we say, and it all is made possible because of you. Again, we measure our success based on how much you guys like watching us. Okay. So think about that. So like, we're nothing without you. So we understand that and appreciate that. And when I meet people in real time, in real life, who come up and say they watch Last Call and they watch Unafraid, I'm telling you, it's like a crazy, surreal feeling. I'm like, you watch me? You watch me every day? It's like a crazy thing, but I appreciate it so much. Fireball says, that's Bongino numbers.
Let's go.
Listen, we love Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino actually has retweeted or re-X'd me twice in like the last month on X, Twitter. So Bongino, we love you, brother. Thank you very much for the promotions. Bongino is a Crispy fan, and I'm a fan of Bongino. So thank you very much, sir. And I know, yes, Frankie.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, and we appreciate your feedback. That's how we get better. That's how we've gotten to this level. So always put your feedback in those comments. We appreciate it. We read it all. And that's how we become the most based show on the network.
And RJC, okay, my great friend from West Virginia. We love West Virginia. By the way, quick, and then we're going to get back into it. If you're in West Virginia, my good friend Chris Rose just won state senate, okay? The guy did it on like a shoestrings budget. He had 50 grand. The opponent had $1 million, you know, coal miner. And he wins. He wins his state senate seat. So that's our boy right there. Congratulations to Chris Rose. And he says, RJC said, you're a young Tucker. Listen, Tucker's the gold standard. We know that. So, and we got people who watch Bongino and Mike Crispy every day. That's a good 1-2 combination. Let's get back into it, Frankie.
Getting back into it. He gets excited. You know, these positive comments go right to his head. On in. 5, 4,
no, they don't.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. By the way, Frankie, I'm a very humble man. I think you must understand
most
that
in
at
the
this
business.
Point.
The most humble.
I'm a very humble. I'm a very humble host. Some people say I'm the most humble host of our time. So now, just it's like, I am the most humble host of our time. You guys get it? You guys understand the humor in that? Okay. Now, if you want to talk about something hilarious, how about this? Over the weekend, President Trump launched a TikTok account. Now, here's the deal. The Democrat Party is voting to ban TikTok. They're voting to ban TikTok because it is a Trojan horse. It is a bill that they passed to ban TikTok, and that is because Meta has lobbied them and fed them so much money. Now, TikTok is going to be banned, and they said, oh, it's going to curb Chinese influence. That's what the neocons will tell you. Hey, little newsflash, okay? Instagram, Meta, you don't think the same Chinese oligarchs can get your information just the same way as they can do with TikTok? So they banned TikTok as a consolidation exercise. And here's a little newsflash for you. Now the Democrats are really going to speed up the ban of TikTok in this country. You know why they're going to speed up the ban of TikTok? Because President Trump right now is soaring to new heights with the under 30 demographic. For the first time in modern times, okay, a Republican candidate is winning outright the under 30 block in this country. That's historic. We've never seen anything like it. It is because young men right now are going for Trump at a historic rate. Amazing. It's actually a white pill, as they say, for the future. That means you feel good about the future. Black pill means doom and gloom forever. That's the young man's terminology, okay, for people out there who don't know it. Now, President Trump launched a TikTok. He put out his first TikTok video. I actually, because you guys know I'm on this stuff 24/7, I went on Trump's TikTok when he had 12,000 followers, okay? 12,000 followers, and this TikTok, you know, had like 1,000. It had just started, okay? Like, I literally saw it as soon as it happened. We want to show it to you and then tell you what happened soon after. Roll this, Frankie.
The president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Let's go. I mean, it's just like so based. He's the man. And it actually got me looking over the weekend at Biden's TikTok. Now, this is the counter as of this morning. Biden has had a TikTok for a year. I think they launched the TikTok account like 6 or 8 months ago. Biden's TikTok. 344,000 followers. President Trump in 1 weekend, 3.7 million followers on TikTok. Now, Democrats will tell you that, you know, these numbers don't matter and the correlations, you know, it's all, you know, Russian bots. I'm sorry. So it's all Russian bots. I went on Biden-Harris TikTok, okay? And I think the numbers don't make sense because Biden posts these terrible, cringeworthy TikToks like this music. It's just so beta. And there's like 900 likes on the video. Okay, 900 likes. And the comments are all FJB, clown emoji, and any like thing that's like a heart or like a praise for Biden, you click on it and it's a bot account. Like it's literally just like hearts. And then it's like, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, Farsi writing and like just it's a fake account. And like those are like the couple of good comments, but the real comments of like people actually speaking coherent English are like, you know, F you, Joe Biden. Now, Trump's TikTok, all the comments were like, we love you. This is amazing. Trump's the coolest. Trump is based. Trump is our guy. You know, the young people love Trump now. It was all that stuff. And the video had million plus likes. It's like, it's not even the same stratosphere that these two are in. And the only reason that this is even close in an election is because of the rampant fraud and interference. Yes, Frankie, you have a comment on this.
Yeah, no, and then just on the terms of this TikTok ban, our boy, you know, we love our boy Tim Dillon, you know, a fellow Long Islander. But he was on Tucker last week and I was listening. It was a great conversation. And one of the things that Tim Dillon mentioned, he's like, listen, you go on Instagram, you go all these places, you don't actually see anything crazy. Then you go on TikTok and you see everything that's going on in this, like, you know, Israeli battle with Hamas. And like you're seeing, you know, babies with no heads on. And he's like, they're taking away TikTok because the U.S. government just has no control over what we can see. It's like, it's so clear. Like all these kids are like, hey, mom, why are these kids getting their heads blown off and getting, you know, lit on fire? She's like, and then the parents are just like, oh, you know, it's for democracy. It's like, you know, no one believes it. It's like, it's ruining, you know, it's
nobody
ruining the whole move with the military state.
It.
Yeah.
It is an unbelievable joke, but I'm telling you, every single way we turn, we are proving in real time that we have strength in numbers and we are winning. Let's go. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
Let's go.
All right, everybody. And now I want to tell you about our last sponsor of the day and our last sponsor of the day, Done With Debt. Listen, everybody, they're called debt traps. And if you don't act fast now, the debt trap will swallow you whole. Okay. You didn't create the rampant inflation. You didn't create the interest rates. You didn't do all this disgusting stuff. You got to get in touch with our friends at Done With Debt right now. They are the debt relief specialists. First thing they do is they stand between you and your bill collectors. The next thing they do is they work with you for literally specific, comprehensive strategies and consultation to get you from out under this malfeasance, this craziness, okay? They're going to help you. They're going to stand between you and your bill collectors, and they're going to get you back on a path to good financial solvency. But a lot of these solutions are time sensitive, so you need to get in touch with them if you're having problems. I'm talking like today, okay? That's like we love that line. Today. So guys, go to donewithdebt.com right now. Tell them LFA TV sent you. And speaking of LFA TV, guys, make sure you are donating, okay? If you could all do us a favor and contribute to LFA TV. The LFA TV store is getting renovated. So in the meantime, if you want to support what we're doing, guys, donate directly to LFA TV, okay? All of your donations go directly to helping keep this incredible network running. We are powered by Patriots. Hiccup. Like you, okay? So, guys, contribute to LFA TV. It goes to Eli, goes to Frankie, goes to everybody on this network, okay, who are making these things possible, our equipment, our upgrades. You guys know we don't have what these big networks have, but we've come so far. And in large part, it's because of many of you helping us and contributing to us. So, guys, contribute to LFA TV. We will never forget it. Let's go, Frankie. All right,
let's
how
go.
We doing?
We're doing. I'm ready to rip it. If you're ready to rip it,
I'm ready to go.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, I want to bring some attention, something tragic over the weekend that caught my eye. And it is the four-year anniversary of the passing of David Dorn. You guys remember David Dorn? He was killed, okay, in cold blood by the domestic terrorist BLM savages who were whipped up in a coordinated fashion by the radical left, okay, to create mass instability in this country following the death of George Floyd and the whipped up outrage and psychosis that occurred thereafter. David Dorn was a black man. Did his life matter? The media was silent when he died. A retired police captain defending his friend's small business from being destroyed. Did his life matter? This goes to show you nobody's celebrating him today or yesterday. Nobody's talking about him today on the news. Biden isn't making videos about it. He made a million videos about George Floyd and his family. Why aren't people remembering David Dorn? Did his life matter? Every single time they tell you that Republicans and right-wing extremists are causing and fermenting violence, just show them the picture of David Dorn, okay? Does he look like a right-wing extremist, okay? Does he look like somebody who the Republican Party, okay, would be a cheering on with the caricature that they draw of us, telling us that we're these racist bigots and whack jobs? Does it look like it? Because let me tell you something. That man is a hero. George Floyd is a hero. That man is a hero. That man is a public servant. That man served his country honorably. That man should be alive today. But the Democrat Party knows no depths. The reason I end the show with David Dorn today is because I think there's a trend here. We had Roger on the show earlier. He was talking about it. Is that they continue to roll out these new things in the country, piece by piece by piece by piece, okay? And it's like a training ground. It's a breeding ground. You try this, it works. They get away with it. They do it a little worse. They create mass rioting and lockdowns. It works. They'll do something again next time. They cheat in the election. They do it in some states. They do it nationally. Then they go do it in a governor election, like they did in Arizona. They lock up people and try to lock up people like Roger Stone, General Flynn, try to shut down Alex Jones. Okay, next phase, they go for President Trump. They create an insurrection narrative they run with. And then good people die defending small businesses, but those aren't insurrections. Those are freedom fighters. Realize the weight of the moment that you're in. The days of bipartisanship are over because this is not a Democrat party that defends these things. These are radical activists who have co-opted and taken over what was once a Democrat political party. Must we not forget that? We're fighting. We're winning. Let's go. We got a big week ahead. All right, guys. I want to thank you all for tuning in. You guys know we do this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you back live tomorrow.